This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Ed said I couldn't drive, I couldn't see. I had to pull off the side of the road and stop as the tears come running out of my eyes. Is God a merciful God? Yes. Amen. Oh, and of course, God was doing a work in Ed's life. He was doing a work in my life. I'm going to tell you, only God knew at Lake and Bevis Church in 1986 when he healed Ed Buck what he was going to do and the fire he was going to light in me. I'm telling you, my life was turned right side up. I'd been upside down all of my life. But right there, I got right side up. And my faith went through the roof from that day forward. And I became a non-standard Christian from that day forward. And I've never been standard anymore. And I'm not going to be standard no more. I don't think God wants none of us to be what He calls standard Christians. In fact, He says over in the book of Revelations, He said, if you're not hot, you either better be ice cold. Because He said, if you're lukewarm, I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth. If God vomits you as a Christian out of His mouth, where do you think you're going to go? You think you're going to get to go to heaven? I don't. So we better either be cold as ice or really on fire for Him. And I'm going to tell you, if you're cold as ice and you do get there, let me tell you, you're going to get no rewards. And I can't think of nothing I'd rather do than to not do than to walk in heaven and He say, who are you? I said, sir, I'm Thurman. Oh, yeah, let's see. Oh, yeah, way down here in the back of the book, your name is written there. No works, yeah, barely, but no works will test everything you've done. It all burns up as fire. You're saved as by fire. You can come in. Hey, I don't want to be that Christian. I don't want to be a buck private in heaven forever. I want Him to say when I get there, I want Him to put His arm around me and say, well done, son. You worked diligently for me down there on heaven. You went through all the persecution and suffering. Come in and enjoy the rewards that I prepared for you in heaven. Is that what we want to hear? That's what we want to hear. Now then, Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. Now this is a statement. I got an email the other day from someone. I thought this was cool. It said there was 3,000 people in the church. And three hooded, armed men with automatic rifles come running in and said, okay, anybody in here willing to take a bullet for Jesus? If you're not willing to die for Jesus, get out the door now. I said, the whole choir just fled. And then it said, the preacher fled. And then it said, almost all of the congregation, and said, there was one of the preacher, one little preacher left standing up there. One. In a church of 3,000, they usually have a lot of preachers. One was left standing there, and there was 20 people left in the congregation. 20 out of 3,000. And so, whenever they saw, how about you folks? You willing to take a bullet for Jesus? And they all said, yes, we'll die for Christ. They pulled their hoods off, let their guns down, said, Pastor, you can preach to them. These are real Christians. The hypocrites are all gone. That finds out what you're made out of, wouldn't it, Rosemary? Guarantee. That'll find out. You can preach to these. These are real Christians. The hypocrites are all gone, so you can preach on now. Woo! That's kind of scary, isn't it? But here, look what Paul said in Philippians 1:21. For to me to live is Christ, but to die is gain. See, now, if somebody walked in and said, are you willing to take a bullet for Jesus? I said, first of all, Buster, let me tell you, if it's not time for me to come home, there ain't no bullet can hurt me. So in the name of Jesus, yes, I'm ready. If it's my time, go ahead and cut me in two with that machine gun if you're ready. And if it ain't ready, there ain't nothing, ain't no weapon formed against me can prosper. Guarantee it. I'm a man of faith, and except God's ready for me to come home. How many of you have seen that movie? What's that Chinese woman's name?
Nora Lam.
Nora Lam. Yeah, Nora Lam. And you know, she was over there in China preaching the gospel, and the Chinese got her and tied her to a post and put, I forget, 15 or 20 riflemen and said, put your gun on her and kill her. And they all pointed straight at her and pulled the triggers, and every gun went off, and she didn't have not one bullet hole in her nowhere. You think the angels were there watching over that girl? That's an awesome story if you haven't seen that. So have you ever seen that movie? Man, you've seen it? Man, I have too. It's awesome. That what people go through in the world that are Christians. Now over here, we're a bunch of flakes. You know, over here, we're just wimps. You know, I mean, we ask somebody to teach a Bible study class or to go pick up somebody to bring them to church. I ain't got time. I can't do that. I'm serious. You know, people, they're not dedicated. So many Christians, they are not dedicated. They just will not serve God. But Paul said, Philippians 1:21, for me to live is Christ, but to die is gain. So when that becomes a reality in your life, you won't have no fear. You can drive down that freeway out there and say, Lord, I'm yours. I have no fear of nothing. If somebody says, but what if a nuclear bomb goes off in downtown Dallas? You say, hey, if it ain't my time to go, that thing cannot touch me. I'm walking in faith. I'm walking in faith. When I'm walking in faith, somebody said, but you know, a nuclear bomb. Hey, I got an example in the Word of God in Daniel where three little Hebrew children said, the God we serve is well able and He will deliver us through that fire. You hear any faith in that statement? The God we serve is well able and He will deliver us through that fire. So, if somebody comes in with sickness and disease today that's a Christian, you say, the God I serve promised in His Word to heal me. Devil, I'm kicking you out in the name of Jesus, and I'm going to get my healing because Jesus has already provided it for me as a daughter or a son of the King of the universe. And when you stand on His Word, I guarantee He'll show up for you just like He did Dave Rosenfeld, just like He did for this young man and his little daughter over here. He'll show up for you just like He did for them. But if I live in the flesh, verse 22, but if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor, yet what shall I choose? I don't know. For I am in a strait between two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. Why, when a Christian dies, do people cry? We should rejoice. We get to go home to be with Jesus. If we've lived out our life and we've served God, we ought to be praising the King. Now, if one of us dies early, that's not the same thing. I mean, you know, we're supposed to be here with long life, but every once in a while that devil will slip in there and take one of us out, and we don't get a long life. He'll take you out in many different ways. Nevertheless, in verse 24, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again. Now then, every one of us as Christians walking the love walk with God should be walking in that place so that everywhere we go and people we minister to, they're stronger in faith and there's more people saved and healed because we were here on this earth. You know, I can think I served as a deacon at Lakeland Baptist Church, as a Sunday school teacher and everything for years. And I'd been a Christian for at least 25 years by this time. And you know how many people I had led to Christ? Zero. You know how many people I'd got healed? Zero. You know how many demons I'd cast out? Zero. What's wrong with me as a Christian? I didn't know what this book taught. I didn't believe what this book taught. But when I got a hold of what this book teaches, oh, glory to God. How much fun life has been. But Cliff, your Baptist preacher says you can't have a demon. I got tickled at Cliff. We had a demon manifest in a woman right here on Sunday night. And the next Sunday morning, his preacher preached over in that Southern Baptist church, said a Christian can't have a demon. Cliff said, you got to be too late, Pastor. He said, I was at another church last Sunday and I saw a Christian woman, a demon manifest when a pastor was kicking, getting her healed, and a demon manifest. It took three men to hold her down. He said, let me tell you, I saw a demon manifest in a Christian. Yes, a Christian can have a demon. And yes, you can kick him out. Praise God. It was something. We only had about 30 or 35 people here that night when we were at the end of the prayer session. But there was still, I guess it was 30 or 35 here still. And when I prayed for this one woman, when the demon manifested in her and she went wild, and it took three men to hold that little woman. She was screaming, kicking, doing all kinds of things. But no problem. No fear. We just stayed with it. And that devil said, oh, Lord, I'm coming out of her. I said, oh, yes, you are, you devil of hell, in the name of Jesus. And so we had a little battle there. But between the three men and everything and men of faith, we got that little girl set free. Praise God. Verse 40, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 40. Philippians chapter 1, we just finished that. And that's the same place we should walk in our love walk with Christ so that we have no fear of dying. Nothing should bother us. Our desire should be to serve the Lord and not for the world. We should absolutely be so filled with the Holy Spirit that when we do things in the name of Jesus, every one of us as Christians, when somebody calls your name, they say, Bobby who? That's that crazy Christian guy. Always talking about Jesus. Wow, what a way to be known, huh, Bobby? Amen. That's the way we want to be known. We don't want to be, oh, that's the guy that tells the dirty jokes. No, not a Christian. We don't want to be known like that. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 40. You shall keep, therefore, his statutes and his commandments, which I command you this day, that it may go well with you. Well, what if you don't keep his statutes? That means it may not go so well with you. I like to have good days, don't you? Well, then we better think about keeping God's commandments. That it may go well with you and with your children after you. Well, then what if we don't do it God's way? Does that mean that it may bring something upon our children? If you got off into unforgiveness, could it possibly create a problem with your child? It can it? And it ain't no fun when you see that little five-year-old daughter with all them deals all over her body, does it?
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.